Happy New Year to you all. I do hope the new year has begun very well and that you are all on course with your New Year resolutions. If you're still considering making New Year resolutions, I suggest looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 as it offers rich insights that can guide us in making God-centered resolutions. Paul wrote this letter to the new Christians in Thessalonica who remained steadfast in their faith despite the persecutions and the sufferings they were facing. He aimed to encourage them to keep trusting and serving the Lord faithfully despite their many challenges. Just before concluding this letter in verse 12 to 24 of chapter 5, Paul provides a series of 13 exhortations Christians should strive for as they seek to lead Christ-glorifying lives. Every Christian should prioritize these 13 things, and as a church, I do hope that we will intentionally seek growth in each of these areas this year. Here are the 13 things to strive to do in 2025. Number one is to support our church leaders. Paul begins by urging the Christians to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their works. This year, may we learn to acknowledge, appreciate, recognize, and be aware of and not overlook our church leaders. We are to hold them in the highest regard in love, not because they are necessarily lovable, but because we appreciate and value their work in the Lord. So this year, let us be supportive to our leaders. Secondly, let us live in peace with each other. With this simple command, Paul asks Christians to simply set aside competition and division among themselves and seek to attain harmony, as he teaches in Philippians chapter 2, 3 to 5. So this year, let us seek to be peaceful. Thirdly, Paul says, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Paul urges Christians to actively rebuke divisive behavior and to strive for peace. A loving warning from a fellow believer can help restore self-seeking individuals to selfless fellowship in the church. So this year, let us learn to be bold and to rebuke and correct. Fourthly, encourage the disheartened. Those who are timid and lack courage need encouraging Christians to come alongside them to help them gain more courage to stand strong in the Lord. So this year, be an encourager. Number five, help the weak. The weak need support to continue trusting in Jesus. They must be helped by focusing on building their own strength instead of allowing their weaknesses to continue. So this year, be a helper of a weak brother or sister. Number six, be patient with everyone. Patience is being long-tempered and long-suffering. It refers to holding one's temper for a long time and putting up with difficult people before giving room to anger. So this year, be patient. Number seven, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. This concept of repaying evil with goodness is also taught in Romans 12:20-21 and 1 Peter 3:9, and it finds its source in Jesus' teaching of turning the other cheek in Luke chapter 6:27-36. We overcome against evil, not with evil, but with good. Number eight, rejoice always. You see, Christians can always rejoice because their joy is rooted in God, not in circumstances. While circumstances may change, God remains the same. So this year, find your joy in God. Number nine, pray continuously. Paul encourages us to never give up praying and to continue regardless of whether we see the answers we want. We should have an attitude of prayer that lives each minute of the day in a constant flowing conversation with God. May we be prayerful this year. Number 10, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Have an attitude of gratitude this year. Number 11, do not quench the Spirit. We can quench the fire of the Holy Spirit by doubting Him, being indifferent, and rejecting Him. May we keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning this year. Number 12, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. This means that we should be attentive to God speaking to us through His Word, and we should not despise or discredit His Word. May we read God's Word daily and let it shape our lives. Finally, Paul urges the Christians to make a simple and powerful choice, to hold on to what is good and to reject what is evil. The Greek word for good is kalos, which means proper, beautiful, noble, valuable, or virtuous. May this year be one in which we hold on to the kalos and reject everything that is kakos, which is another Greek word for evil. As we seek to grow in these areas in verse 23 to 24, Paul says this prayer for us. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. May God Himself sanctify us, grow us, and mature us as we seek to walk in faithful obedience to Him in 2025. Amen.